Good morning. It is good to connect with you today on the Sunday morning here at the end of July. Today we'll be hearing a familiar story, the parable of the mustard seed, out of the Gospel of Matthew, and a few other parables as well. This is often a story that is shared about faith, how a little bit of faith can move mountains, how it can be huge, how it can grow in ways you cannot imagine. But I believe in this parable and the other parables as well, there's an invitation here for us to be and wander and to be open at how God can be at work in the world. So I invite you to hear these words out of Matthew's Gospel in chapter 13, verses 31 through 33, and then verses 44 through 52. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out his treasure, what is new and what is old. The words of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I was younger, I remember playing with some blocks, you know, like Legos, and there were other blocks as well. And I remember creating things. And it may not have been any real shape or form to that creation that I would make with Tinker Toys or Erector Sets or, you know, the Legos. It may not be any shape or form, but I would create. And I remember things being kind of sprawling all over the place. You know, I'd take out the Legos, put them all on the carpet, and create something. And I was open to letting my imagination just go. Perhaps I would create a city that was unlike any other city. Perhaps I would create a car that was unlike any other car. Or perhaps I would make a boat in a way that I hadn't ever thought about a boat before. But I remember now, and I reflect more, I should say, as I reflect more on that memory and where I am now as an adult, I will admit my creativity is not quite the same. I tend to put my creativity or the way I imagine things to be into be almost predetermined forms of how a boat should be or how a city should be or perhaps how a car should be. Instead of being open to a great amount of creativity and interpretation of what those things could be, I'm instead limited. Some of that limitation comes from experience. It comes from time. It comes from seeing a lot of boats, seeing a lot of cars, seeing a lot of cities, and understanding that there is a way in which things operate in the world. But yet, I am still limited. I find myself struggling with those limits, especially when it comes to creativity. However, for all of us, as a people of faith, as followers of God, as followers of Christ, I believe we can become limited as well in our spiritual faith, in our spiritual journey, and how we see God at work in the world. Now, part of our limitations that we may place on how we see God at work in the world. It again comes out of our experience. It comes out of what we see. It comes out of how we have lived our lives. And those experiences matter. I mean, they're a part of our lives. They are our experiences. It's what we've seen. It's what we've heard. It's what we have felt in our heart. However, if we limit ourselves only to our experiences and we take those experiences and translate them or move them over onto how God could be at work in the world, then we are limiting God instead of being open to a faith that can take a small seed into a great bush and tree. Instead, we take our faith of that small seed and we plant it into nice rows and keep the plant small and trimmed, instead of letting whatever God has in store take full root and full growth. Now, some of the challenges that I can see us encountering is we can have that talk in the back of our mind when we're thinking about how God could be at work in the world. That voice you may hear back here, I usually hear it about back here behind my ears, that voice that is so grounded in my experience and what I understand, but it's also grounded in some ways in a pessimism that things can only get worse or things cannot improve. When I think about that voice and that challenge to seeing God at work in the world, I really am selling my faith short. And I'm actually limiting how I can see God at work. Instead of seeing God as a God who can do great things, that can do amazing things in the lives of people or even in my own life, I limit, I constrict. And I hold God back because of my own experience. Another challenge we may face in seeing God fully grow and seeing that growth that can come, you know, in our spiritual lives or seeing God at work in the world can come when we have the interaction with people who are pessimistic, who are perhaps struggling themselves, and understandably so. But instead of having a relationship or a positive connection there, we find ourselves in that relationship going down a path of negativity, going down a path that limits our understanding of how God can be at work. And lastly, I believe our own experiences can be a challenge to seeing God at work in the world. Because I am only one person. I'm only Travis Walker. I'm not another person. I've not walked in somebody's shoes. No, in a way that I have walked in my own, I can be limited in the feelings, the experiences, the knowledge that people have, or what they have seen. And in that limited experience, I may accidentally or unintentionally or even subconsciously apply those limited experiences onto God. What I see here in the teachings of Christ, in these parables, is something small, something that would be limited, something we might see as constrained, you know, fitting into a particular, you know, box, so to speak. And what I see Jesus telling us in the gospel and inviting us with these parables is not just to have a small amount of faith. That is important. It's important to have that faith. And I believe we bear witness to how a small amount of faith can make a big difference in the world. But I also see here an invitation for us to take that small bit of faith and also hope, faith, and perhaps even a joy of being connected with our God, the small bits of those things, and allowing the kingdom of God to take root, of being open to how God can grow in the lives of people, how God can grow in our communities, how God can transform the world. Certainly, we are called to be a part, to be at work, know, in that transformation of the world by bearing witness to God, bearing witness to Christ, and the transformation in life that we have experienced. But I believe we are called to be fully open to how God can be at work, fully open to the Holy Spirit moving in our lives. Not so that we can perhaps boast or anything like that, but whereas the kingdom of God, that reality, that hope that God has for all people can fully take root and grow and expand beyond our wildest dreams. Part of the challenges, I believe, we also are tied into all this, some of the challenges that we face when we're being invited to seeing how God can be at work, is we may be afraid in all of this and how we perhaps may be limited our understanding or our experience of God, limiting our understanding and experience of Christ and the Holy Spirit. We may be afraid of losing faith even, of being wrong in those moments. But I don't believe we should let that feeling, that fear, hold us back. Instead, I believe we're called to be a witness still to how that small hope that we may have, that small bit of faith, that little thing that we've taken and placed into a box, instead of leaving there at that small thing, leaving it just that way, letting God be fully at work, letting the Holy Spirit be fully at work, and letting that life and hope of Christ be at work in our friends and our family members and our communities. I believe we're not called to limit or to be closed or restricted in such a way that we start proclaiming ourselves that we fully understand the ways of God, that we have constricted the work of the Holy Spirit in a certain way, saying like that person can't change or this community can't change, or perhaps that, you know, this idea is lost. Those limiting ideas, those limiting words, I believe diminishes our experience and pulls us away from the hope and the life that God has for us. So brothers and sisters, instead of being limited by all those things that I have shared, instead of limiting our experience of God and putting, you know, predefined caps on what God can do in the world, I believe we are called to bear witness and be open to the God that can take a small mustard seed and turn it into a great bush, a great tree, where birds can rest and have a home, where they can nest. I believe we are called to be a witness to this, to be open to this. So I call and challenge us to not be restricted, to be open to the hope that God has for us, for our friends, for our family members, for our community, and for all whom we encounter. Let's bear witness and be open to this transforming hope that comes from the kingdom of God, now and for all of our days. Amen.